It's time for Focus on the Community, a regular program featured on WAKO in which we address and discuss issues affecting the WAKO listening area.
Well, the 9th Annual Vincennes University AIDS Walk will be coming up. It'll be at the Vincennes University Student Recreation Center in Vincennes. And we're talking about the AIDS Walk with Hannah Mattingly. Hannah, tell me a little bit about what you are doing with the AIDS Walk.
So we have a couple of different goals that we are trying to come about with this AIDS Walk. So we are trying to raise public awareness for HIV and AIDS. We are trying to raise funds for low-income households impacted by HIV and AIDS, and we are trying to provide rapid and free testing for HIV.
How did this walk come about? Has it been going? It's 9th annual, so it's been going on for a while now.
Yeah, so this will be our 9th one held at the Vincennes University Student Rec Center. So we're really excited to do this for the 9th time.
AIDS still is prevalent around the country, huh? You don't hear as much about it as you used to. When it first came out, it was pretty prevalent, but it seems to be under control, but still, it's still prevalent.
Yeah, it's actually extremely prevalent, and I wasn't exactly aware of how prevalent it was before getting involved with this. But as of December 31st in 2016, within the state of Indiana, there's a total of 5,981 people living with HIV and 6,194 people living with AIDS. And just in Knox County alone, we have a total of 34 people living with HIV or AIDS.
The money goes for what?
So we are trying to raise money so we can donate $100 of grocery store gift cards to low-income households who are affected by HIV or AIDS.
And so the money doesn't go for research or anything like that. It just goes to help those people.
Yeah, we're just trying to help the people who are affected by this horrible, horrible disease.
What are some other things that people should know with regard to AIDS?
Well, we are looking for volunteers to help sponsor educational activities for AIDS and HIV. So if you are interested in helping out with this, please like the Vincennes AIDS Community Action Group on Facebook, or you can call Wally Painter at 812-480-0204.
Now, this is not just for the Knox County area. Lawrence County and other counties, are they involved too?
Wally has the whole state of Indiana trying to get involved in this. So if you're listening to this and you're from a different county, I mean, we're looking for donations from anywhere and everywhere.
I guess, are there other things going to be involved with the AIDS Walk? What does a day entail, the AIDS Walk entail?
Well, we're going to have refreshments there being handed out throughout the day. And then we are also, I think the biggest thing that needs to be put out there is that they're going to have free HIV testing there for about anyone who comes. So that'll be opening, I'm pretty sure, around 10 o'clock on the day of the walk. So even if you're not walking in the walk, we urge you to, you know, come and get tested. It's not going to hurt anything, but just so everyone's, you know, kind of aware, because that's something that can just be sprung up upon you, and we're trying to prevent it.
Donations? Did we talk about that already?
No, we did not. So if you can't attend the walk and you want to be able to help out with those low-income households, then donations can be made at vincennesaidswalk.org.
And how long will the walk take? What does it entail? I mean, do you go long distances or you go around a track, or how?
It's going to be around the inside track. I mean, it's a little chilly outside. We wanted to be able to do it outside, but it'll be held inside the rec center at Vincennes University. I'm not exactly sure how long the walk is, but I think maybe about 2.5 miles, if that.
And anybody can join in, young and old alike?
Any age. We urge you to at any age, and everyone is welcome.
Well, listen, thanks for talking with us. That's Hannah Mattingly. She's associated with the 9th Annual AIDS Walk. Again, it's coming up at Vincennes University, and we wish you much success, and hopefully this walk will help raise more awareness with regard to AIDS, and bring it back to people's mind. It's not gone away. It's still around.
Yes, let's hope so. Thank you.